Tonight, this year's Pinchgut Opera production, their current production of Cavalli's Lomindo. Might say at the outset, there's no cantillation in this production. There's no chorus, but lots of characters, sung by some of Australia's finest singers with the Orchestra of the Antipodes, directed by Erin Hilliard. In the City Recital Hall, Angel Place. A little bit about the composer, Francesco Cavalli, one of Monteverdi's best students. Although he's little known these days, he was a leading figure in Venetian musical life, one of the best-known composers of the 17th century. In fact, his work's probably better known than might at first appear, because it's believed Cavalli wrote or at least edited two of Monteverdi's late stage works, The Return of Ulysses and The Coronation of Poppea. Cavalli was born in Crema in 1602 and began his Venetian career as a singer at St. Mark's. He rose through the ranks to become maestro da cappella. He died in Venice at a relatively ripe old age of 73. He composed over 30 operas. Some of them are lost, about a dozen, half a dozen or so are lost. Lomindo is one of his finest surviving works. It was the first one chosen by Raymond Leppard for revival at Glyndebourne in 1967, the production that began a sort of modern-day interest revival of Cavalli. Lomindo was first produced in Venice in 1644. It was the third collaboration between Cavalli and the librettist Giovanni Faustini. The libretto is interesting in itself. You can read it with an English translation by Natalie Shea at the Pinchgut Opera website. Also at the website, a 3D diagram of the relationships between the characters. It's highly involved. Various love triangles forming a sort of pyramid. The setting of the opera is Fez in North Africa. In this colourful Pinchgut production, the setting has blue skies, rolling sand dunes, palm trees and sort of legionnaire costumes. The opera begins with two princes from neighbouring countries coming to Fez to find the woman they both love. They've been working for the local king, helping him in battle. They compare notes, they compare portraits and discover that they're in love with the same woman. The princes are Ormindo, sung by the countertenor David Walker, and Amida, sung by the baritone Trevor Pechanic. The woman they're both in love with is married. She's the queen, Arisbe, sung by the mezzo Fiona Campbell. The princes decide to go off and ask Arisbe which of them she prefers. Prince Amida's page, Nerillo, sung by soprano Jane Sheldon, comments on this development, and then he bumps into three gypsy women who offer to tell his fortune. In telling the gypsies this and that, Nerillo lets slip that his master is in love with the queen. And this upsets one of the gypsies, who's actually Amida's abandoned lover, the Princess Sikle, sung by soprano Taryn Fiebig. In the next scene, Queen Arisbe is in the palace garden, lamenting the fact that her elderly husband is a poor lover. She's discussing things with the companion, Mirinda. The role of King Ariadamo, who appears later in the scene, is sung by Richard Anderson. He's old, impotent in this character, so of course he's a bass. The two princes enter the garden separately. Each pays court to the queen while the other eavesdrops, and to their consternation, they discover that she likes them both and tells them that they can share her. The unsuspecting king tells Arisbe to treat his young visitors kindly, and she wholeheartedly agrees. Well, maybe it's half-heartedly for one and half-heartedly for the other, making a wholehearted agreement. In the final scene of Act One, the Queen's companion Miranda, sung by mezzo Anna Fraser, declares that she'll never take an old man for a husband. We'll see where it all leads. In tonight's Pinchgut production, we move without a break into Act Two. We have the gypsies again. They're reading Prince Amida's hand and declaring that it's the hand of a scoundrel. Of course, remember that one of the gypsies is his cast-off lover, Sikle, in disguise. The queen hears the news and she's shocked to discover that one of her two suitors is untrustworthy. Amida is angry about the palm reading, but he's consoled by Sikle's nurse, Erice, sung by the tenor Canaan Breen. Yes, tenor Canaan Breen. The nurse tells Amida that she'll reunite him with his true love. Melida, Sikle's lady-in-waiting, sung by Anna Fraser, offers her own comments on this. Meanwhile, the queen decides to focus her attention on the other prince. Umindo, but Umindo has just received a letter saying that his kingdom is under attack. He must return home immediately. Well, Arisbe decides to go with him, to leave her husband and elope with Umindo. So here we go, part one of Cavalli's L'Umindo, performed by the Pinchgut Opera Company.